Hi, this is Tori. Welcome to the Shatter Silence podcast, a production of HeardBelievedLoved.com. There is something about the combination of anxiety and depression that is totally exhausting. Anxiety makes your heart pound and your mind race, and then depression shuts you down physically and emotionally, and all that's left sometimes is a hollow, numb feeling. I've struggled with both clinically diagnosed anxiety and depression for several years now, and before then, I believe I had the symptoms of both conditions even as early as elementary school. I don't think there's any cure for either condition, but I do think that there are healthy and unhealthy ways of dealing with your problems. Anxiety can either eat you alive and keep you in an immobilizing fog, or it can urge you towards change. Depression can numb you and lie to you, convincing you that you are unloved and unwanted, or it can show you your deep-seated need for relationship. On some level, I think all of us as humans are prone to conditions like these, because human beings A, worry a lot, and B, are emotional creatures. And when those two factors are unchecked and then combined with chemical predisposition or an environmental factor, it can wreak havoc in us. I think that's the very reason that God's word, the Bible, urges us not to worry literally hundreds of times, because we know that we worry. He knows that we get scared and overwhelmed. He knows that bad things happen to us, and he knows what our greatest needs are, and he still tells us not to worry. I don't think not worrying is a cure for anxiety or depression by any means. But I do think that trusting the Lord, truly trusting His timing, His provision, and His goodness, can certainly help a whole lot. Combine that with a counselor you trust, and even some medication if you need it, and you can really truly heal from the dark depths of depression and anxiety. I've been working on my recovery for over 5 years now, and I still have days where I'm fearful and anxious about the future, and how X, Y, and Z is all going to work out. I still have days where I struggle to get out of bed and wonder if what I do even matters. But God has used people in my life, people like you, and His word to show me my value and my worth in Him. And I want you to know that there is hope. Just keep moving forward. Keep clinging to the Lord, even when nothing seems to make sense. There is a lot of trouble in this world, but Jesus says in John 16:33 to take heart, because He has overcome the world. I would love you to stop by the blog for some amazing free resources and subscribe for future updates. Thank you so much for your support. God bless.